Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Today is the fifth and final episode in the five-part podcast series, Level Up Your Senior Photography Business in 2021. But even though it's the last in this series, the podcast isn't going anywhere. In fact, I've already got episodes recorded and ready for you. After today, we will be going back to the once-a-week schedule with new episodes, including episodes on photographing senior guys, which I've gotten tons of requests for, how to use social proof to market your business, three ways to book now for the spring season, and so much more. I'm also working on some fun interviews with industry favorites that I can't wait to share. As always, if you have a suggestion on who you want to be a guest on the show or a topic you want covered, please email me or fill out the suggestion form on the all new podcast page on seniorology.com. Now, let's get into the fifth episode of this five-part series, which is all about leveling up your bookings, attracting more senior clients, and getting booked, which I'm guessing is what we all want, right? Okay, so number one, promote the experience, not just the photos. I think a lot of times we expect our photos to do the work for us. We think, these photos are awesome. The senior looks great. Why wouldn't another senior want their photos taken by me after seeing this? But the truth is that a lot of photographers can take pretty photos. But can all those photographers give an amazing experience? And if they can give an amazing experience, are they promoting or sharing what all is in that experience with potential clients? Or maybe the better question is, are you promoting your experience? It's one thing to say, I give an amazing experience to my seniors, but are you actually showing that entire experience to your potential clients? Are you telling the entire story? What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, I want you to write down every little aspect of your experience from inquiry all the way through to the end of the session and beyond. Take a look at this list and ask yourself two questions, and you have to be honest in your answers. Number one, could I do more to provide an amazing experience to my senior clients? Am I doing things throughout the entire experience to make my clients feel special? These extra special things don't have to cost a ton of money or require a ton of time. It's really all about the way you make your clients feel from beginning to end and let them know how important they are to you. You want every client to feel like a VIP. The second question I want you to ask yourself when you look at this list of things included in your experience is, am I sharing each part of this with potential clients? Or are you just sharing some behind-the-scenes photos and the final edited photo? Brainstorm how you can actually share each part of your experience with your potential clients. Social media is one of the best places to share what your experience is about, and by sharing it, you can create FOMO, or the fear of missing out. You want to make seniors really want your specific senior portrait experience for their senior session. Maybe make others a little jelly when they see all the amazing things their friends get by booking her senior photos with you. So you have to post on social in a way that shows potential clients each part of your experience, not just the end results by posting a pretty edited photo. So remember, when we're talking about attracting seniors to our business, we want to make sure that we're giving every single senior a wonderful experience, but that we're also sharing every single part of that experience with our potential clients so that they are attracted and want to book our specific senior portrait experience. Now, number two is build a personal brand and become the face of your brand. Now, if you've listened to all episodes in this five-part series, you know I've talked about this before, but it is so important and I'm so passionate about it. I wanted to review it yet again so you guys see the importance of sharing your face and letting your clients hear your voice on social media. One of the best tools that you have that absolutely no one else has in order to book more senior clients is you. You are the only one that can be you, and you are the only one that can give your seniors your unique photography and your unique experience. Your clients want to get to know you, why you do what you do, what you do outside of your business in order to connect with you on a personal level. By sharing you with your potential clients, you allow them to know, like, and trust you, and frankly, fall in love with you in a way that makes them want to invest in you for their senior photos. You want the clients that genuinely want to work with you, not the ones who are just price shopping, but the ones that have connected with you and genuinely want to work with you. Let me give you an example. If photographer A can take pretty photos and photographer B can take pretty photos, but photographer B goes above and beyond that and shows their face on social media so their audience sees them. They share about themselves like their dog, their day, their favorite TV shows, the foods they love, and they give their followers glimpses into their lives or why they do what they do, and they use personal branding to form relationships with potential clients. Which photographer is getting booked? The answer is photographer B. So I've got a question for you. Which one of these photographers will you be in 2021? Now, before you say no one cares about what I have to say or no one wants to see my face or hear my voice on social media, let me tell you I thought the exact same thing. But the reality is that people do care. Your people do care. Your specific potential clients or your specific ideal clients care. They want to feel connected and they want to know what you are all about before they decide to book their senior session with you. They want to know you on a personal level. The key thing to remember is not everyone is your client, and that may sound harsh, but really it's okay. It's okay because you can't physically photograph every single senior. You only want to photograph the ones that truly value you, your specific brand of photography, your specific style, your specific experience. You only need to connect with your ideal client, and by building a personal brand and sharing yourself with your audience, your ideal clients will care about what you have to say. They will want to get to know you better and they will want to work with you and your business. Number three, share social proof. Social proof is client testimonials. The reason they work so well in helping you attract more clients and get booked is because it allows your potential clients to hear directly from someone who has worked with you. It's proof you are doing what you claim to do, and it comes directly from seniors. We can tell people all day long how great we are and that they should book their senior sessions with us, but it's so much better and valued greater when it comes from an actual senior that has worked with you. Now, you might be thinking, how do I get social proof? It's actually super easy. You just ask for it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking for a testimonial from your senior clients or their moms. The absolute best time to do this is right after their session when they're so excited about what they just experienced. You get their fresh, honest review and you share it with others. How do you ask for testimonials? One way is to ask your seniors at the end of the session to do a quick video and share their experience. You record them on your phone and share it. The second way is to email a survey after the session. This can be something you send out in your email with the next steps on what they can do next, like book their ordering session or however you might deliver their photos. Create a simple survey using an online platform such as Jotform and ask a few leading questions. What do I mean by leading questions? Well, questions that make them have to answer in more than just yes or no. Now, number four, partner with vendors. Think about vendors in your area that have a similar clientele as your ideal client. Boutiques are one of the best vendors to partner with when it comes to seniors. Why? Because the seniors generally love to shop. So where do your ideal clients shop in your town? Clothing boutiques or prom dress boutiques, even hair and makeup artists are all great vendors to collaborate and form relationships with. I like to ask my seniors a specific question on the senior questionnaire about where their favorite local place to shop is so I know which boutiques would be good to partner with. A vendor partnership allows you to attract more clients because working with a boutique or other vendor gives you access to their clients and they get access to yours. It also allows you to do fun events or run specials with them, so that gets your name out and attracts more senior clients. A couple of ways that I have worked with boutiques is have special discount cards that I can include in my welcome guide that allows them to find out about that boutique and shop at that boutique before their senior session. You could also partner with a boutique on styling services that you can offer to your senior clients. Another idea that I've done is fashion shows with senior models at that local boutique, or having the boutique have a special shopping night specifically for my seniors and their friends after hours. I challenge you to think of vendors that would be great to partner with and what you could do to help each other promote your businesses to seniors. By doing this, you are offering something unique that will attract seniors to your business. Number five, love and support your current clients. I get very attached to my seniors and form relationships with them that last well after their senior session. I continue to support them and show up for them in many ways so they know they weren't just a transaction for me, but a valued client and friend. By showing support for your clients, other seniors see this and want that same kind of support, which makes them want to work with you for their senior photos. How can you support your senior clients even after the session? A few ideas are, remember their birthday. This is a super simple, easy, doesn't cost you any money, and frankly doesn't really take a lot of time. When you send out your senior questionnaire, be sure to ask about their birthday. Put it on your calendar and make sure to send them a text or post on social media and wish them a happy birthday. It is a small gesture that will mean so much to each of your seniors. Another idea is to support your seniors' interests. Again, the senior questionnaire is a great place to find out what your clients' interests are or what hobbies or clubs they're involved in or what sports they play. Or do they dance? Maybe they work at a boutique or an ice cream shop. By finding these things out, you can show up at a sporting event and cheer them on, attend a dance recital, or go and buy an ice cream cone from them at their work. This not only shows the senior you support them, but it shows everyone else around them that you support your seniors. Think about how showing your face on social media and then showing up at a football game where your senior cheers will affect your business. Other seniors will recognize you from social media, see that you are there supporting their friend, and want that same kind of relationship with you. It's a great way to go above and beyond to attract more seniors. The last way we're going to talk about attracting more seniors and getting booked is education. It's all about continuing to grow and learn as a photographer. No matter where we are in our businesses, there's always room to grow, Always room for more learning and always ways to take our business to the next level. If we stop learning, we become stuck. And if we become stuck, we become stale. And with teens, the last thing you want to be is stale. I learned this from my 14-year-old son who had a teacher that he said was so stale, Mom, and he hated learning from her. But in all seriousness, teens want to work with someone they connect with, someone they see incorporating fresh ideas into their business, and someone who's continuing to grow and move their business forward. If you've been listening to all five parts of this five-part series, you know that I have a brand new educational resource for senior photographers called the Seniorology Semester. This program is something I'm pouring my heart and soul into, and something I want to help you guys continue to move your business forward. The semester is a six-month intensive educational program to help you build a successful, in-demand senior photography business that allows you to become the go-to senior photographer in your area. I want to personally help and guide you through all the aspects of running a successful senior photography business because I didn't have any help when I needed it. I couldn't find the answers to the questions I was seeking. I had to figure it out all on my own with a whole lot of trial and error. And even though you can figure it out all on your own, it takes a lot of time, energy, and money. And I don't want that for you. I want to help you cut through all the mistakes and build a business that you love and that is successful. So if you guys want to see what the Seniorology Semester is all about, be sure to go to www.seniorology.com/semester. The doors close Friday. So if you're thinking about leveling up your business in 2021 and you want to finally get the answers you've been seeking and the help that you need to take that business to the next level, please check it out. And if you have any questions, you want to know if it's the right fit for you, send me an email or we can jump on a phone call, whatever you need to see if it's the right fit for you. And even if it's not and you guys need help, don't forget, you can always email me. Join the Seniorology community on Facebook. Ask questions. That's what it's there for. I want to help you build the senior photography business of your dreams. Thank you so much for listening to all five parts of this five-part series. I hope you take some of the things we discussed and use them in your business to take your business to the next level. Until the next episode, I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.